It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
Doing all right. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I've been sticking around home. Well,
now you're still kind of in a recovery mode.
I'm still pretty laid up, so I'm sticking around close to home pretty much.
Not doing too much running around. That's good.
Nope.
Keep you out of trouble.
Doctor's appointments and grocery shopping is about all I get out to do these days.
There you go. All right. Well, shall we salute a veteran today?
Of course. Today we're saluting Corporal Ray Howard McGill. Ray was born on June 1st, 1929 in Cottonwood County, Minnesota, and passed away on December 4th, 2002. He was a Dawson area veteran, worked at Midwest Truck Parts, selling truck parts. He entered active duty on March 28th, 1951 in Minneapolis in the United States Army. He was honorably discharged just shy of 2 years later on March 3rd, 1953 at Camp Carson, Colorado. That's right around the same time my grandfather was at Camp Carson, Colorado. I wonder if they ever ran into each other.
Never know.
Maybe. He was a personnel administrative supervisor with service company in the 19th Infantry Regiment. Spent 6 months and 29 days overseas during the Korean era. So we thank you, Ray, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thank you to all the veterans for their service.
Absolutely.
Well, it's 2 years of the PACT Act. The VA has delivered benefits and health care to millions of toxic-exposed veterans and their survivors, and you're going to tell us about that today.
Yeah, Saturday marked the two-year anniversary of the PACT Act being signed into law by the President on August 10th, 2022. VA released a new dashboard highlighting the impact of this historic law for veterans and their survivors. Partly due to the PACT Act, VA is delivering more care, more benefits to more veterans than ever before. There's a lot of key results for toxic exposed veterans and their survivors to date, which include more than 1 million veterans and their survivors have received disability compensation benefits under the PACT Act. They've delivered more than $6.8 billion, with a B, in earned PACT Act benefits to veterans and their survivors. VA is delivering these benefits to veterans at a fastest rate in nation's history, on pace to break last year's record of claims processed by more than 27%. Nearly 740,000 veterans have enrolled in VA health care. Since 2 years ago, 739,421 veterans have enrolled in VA health care, a 33% increase over previous two-year period. This includes more than 333,000 enrollees from the PACT Act population, which were Vietnam, Gulf War, post-9/11 veterans. More than 5.6 million veterans have been screened for toxic exposures. The actual number is 5,690,117 veterans have received free 10-minute screenings for toxic exposures from VA under the PACT Act. It's a critical step to catching and treating potentially life-threatening health conditions as early as possible. Record numbers of veterans are applying for earned benefits thanks to the largest outreach campaign in VA's history. They're applying for their earned benefits at record rates. Over the past two fiscal years, VA has received 4.4 million claims for disability compensation, including 1.7 million with PACT Act conditions, which is almost a 30% more than the two fiscal years prior. There's an all-time record number of applications in 2023, and veterans and survivors are on pace to break that record in 2024. VA and the entire Biden administration continue to encourage all eligible veterans and survivors to visit va.gov/PACT, call 1-800-MY-VA-411 to learn more about PACT Act, and or contact my office or your local county veteran service office to apply for PACT Act related benefits.
And how do they find you then?
Lower level of the courthouse, garden level, as you
still
like to call
green.
It.
Still pretty green, yep. Green and lush.
Yep. And we got a little bit of rain last night, I saw.
Yeah, a little trace, wasn't much.
And not enough to mark the gauge.
Wet things down a little bit, but I noticed my electronic one at home, I think it said 0.07 or something. Wasn't much.
7/100 of an
something
inch.
Like that.
Yeah,
yep.
It's a minuscule amount. But 320-598-3445. There might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And how do they get a hold of that?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website, minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, we're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. It's better to call ahead just to make sure I'm around. Like I said, I'm in and out a lot these days. That's 598-3445.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Josh, you take care of yourself there, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with us today on Vets Info on the Air.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.